This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 23, 2018. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, when Danvers native Megan Duggan, captain of the U.S. women's hockey team, was going for the gold at the Winter Olympics overnight Wednesday, dozens of family, friends, and fans were up cheering on number 10 at Osborne Tavern in Danvers Square. It was crazy, Danvers native Callie Quinlan is quoted as saying about the crowd's reaction when Team USA pulled off a 3-2 sudden-death shootout win over Canada in South Korea. Quinlan was working in the tavern during the game. Adding to the excitement was the backdrop of Team USA's heartbreaking overtime loss to Canada in Sochi at the 2014 Olympics. There were times during the game when people were on the edge of their seats, of course, and Quinlan once again is quoted as saying, I've honestly never heard it that loud in here before. Being dubbed another miracle on ice, the win marks the first gold medal for women's hockey at the Olympics in 20 years. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ethan Foreman. The addiction debate continues, Bill Newell reports.
Rick, although deaths from drug overdoses fell by more than 8% in the state last year, the number of fatalities in Lynn increased. Thomas Grillo writes in today's Daily Item of Lynn, Lynn has been known as a place where people come to buy drugs, said Police Lieutenant Michael Kimmick. If they buy them here and use them immediately, it increases the chance that they could die here. The number of deaths from opioid-related overdoses in Lynn increased in 2017 to 68, up from 50 in 2016, according to the Lynn Police Department. The issue of drug deaths was center stage Thursday at the Addiction in America conference at Boston's Hyatt Regency. The two-hour session, sponsored by the Washington Post, featured elected officials, medical experts, and advocates on the front lines of combating the opioid crisis in Greater Boston. Panelists included Governor Charlie Baker, Mayor Marty Walsh, Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger, and former President Barack Obama's drug czar, Michael Botticelli. On treatment, Coppinger said the department operates a detoxification program. The good news is we offer a 28-day program with 42 beds for men and 42 women, he said. The bad news is that you have to get arrested to take advantage of it. Sometimes folks need to get and complete treatment. He boasted an 87% completion rate among male inmates and an 80% for females. His staff works closely with judges, district attorneys, defense attorneys, probation officers, and police to find solutions, he said. Quote, the idea is to give clients options, he said. It gives them a taste of what it would be like to be in jail, and the treatment is run by private healthcare professionals. After successfully completing detox, the inmate appears before a judge and hopefully has a desire to get his or her life back in order, according to Coppinger. Since he became sheriff more than a year ago, Coppinger said his focus has been on making sure those released are successful in re-entering the community. Typically, inmates who have been jailed for drug use go back into the streets when they are released. That's when they are highly susceptible, he said. Some go back to the same dosage and die. Now, he said, the department is partnering with recovery coaches who create a treatment plan when they leave jail. More on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, the Salem City Council has elected Assistant City Clerk Eileen Simons to replace Clerk Cheryl LaPointe, but only from now to mid-November. The meeting opened with dueling proposals discussing the position's future, but one has yet to get a discussion. An order from Councilor-at-Large Tom Fury to appoint Simons for the remainder of LaPointe's term from March 31 to November 9 passed 9-2, but not before a line that would have also given Simons a follow-up 3-year term that was dropped by friendly amendment, meaning the change was accepted by Fury without opposition. Councilors Christine Madori from Ward 2 and Lisa Peterson of Ward 3 voted against it. A follow-up order from Ward 6 City Councilor Beth Gerard pressed for the formation of a special committee to see the next city clerk beginning November 9. That was quickly tabled, preventing further discussion until an upcoming meeting. LaPointe has been city clerk for the past 14 years. More on the story in today's Salem News. Mayor Marcos writes in today's Salem News, the city of Peabody is starting to look for a new public services director, and the mayor is asking the city council to review the salary range for the job. Dave Terenzoni, who headed the department for the past 2 years, only served on an interim basis. He's slated to become the city's new water superintendent. Terenzoni, a former water department employee, applied for the superintendent position after it was posted by the city on January 12. The advertisement closed on February 2, and he was officially hired for the job a couple of weeks ago. The advertised salary range was between $93,000 and $102,000. Much more in the story in today's Salem News, story written by Mary Marcos. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.